Rose Hill. Standing at the top of Rose Hill, you can see a lot of the park. If you are standing in the Rose Garden, look north and you'll see the arbor. To your right will be a flagpole presented to Manitou by the admirers of Louis M. Davenport in 1954, and a view of the perennial gardens. When Francis Cook bought the land that would become Manitou Park, he named this park Montrose Park for its incredible selection of roses. Rose Hill used to be covered by water. During the zoo years from 1905 to 1932, this area was home to elk and deer. There was a large spring-fed pond where goldfish lived. As a prank, kids would take goldfish from this pond and put them in the fountains in the Sunken Gardens, now known as the Duncan Gardens. The wild area west of the Rose Garden still has the footings from the elk and deer barn. If you walk to the entrance where the old-fashioned Rose Garden sign is, look southwest and you will see those footings. John W. Duncan presented the plans for the Rose Garden to the Park Board in 1941. The Rose Garden has both roses that are native to the area and hybrids. In 1948, the Rose Society proposed a Rose Garden as a test garden and for memorial roses. Several roses have been donated as a memorial. The Rose Garden has won several awards. More recently, it won the All-American Rose Selection and a Public Rose Garden Award in 2007. The Dahlia Society Trial Garden shares space on Rose Hill. This trial garden is one of only 8 trial gardens in the United States and Canada. Often the plantings are added April 1st, and usually by the end of the summer, you can see their gorgeous flowers.